Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Democratic field is crowded, with campaigns in full swing now for the challengers of U.S. Senator Scott Brown. One of the seven candidates, Elizabeth Warren, began her candidacy with an official announcement yesterday, then headed to a tea station in South Boston. From there, she traveled south and west to introduce herself to Massachusetts voters. WBUR's David Boeri went along to monitor some of those first voter impressions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello.
You signed on for a fun time, didn't you?
I should say. Actually, this one.
Wearing a royal blue jacket and sensible shoes, cropped blonde hair and rimless glasses, Warren was a strand of pearls short of looking like the head of the PTA in Cohasset or Wellesley. A barn jacket this isn't. And her status as a real person who can connect with blue-collar Framingham and Worcester is already under planned assault from Republicans. But plain prairie talk and Midwest manners also comes with that Harvard resume.
I'm Elizabeth Warren, and I'm running for the United States Senate. I want to earn your vote. That's what I'm here to do.
All right.
Warren navigates amongst diners and around orders of gazpacho, tuna melts, and chicken salad. She is earnestness itself.
I'll do my best. I appreciate it. It's all I can do. I'll do my best.
I'm counting on it.
If ever there was an election season in which impressions count most, this seems to be one of them. In a season of discontent and worry, Warren has both the look and the role of playing Princess Valiant for some who thank her, like this woman.
Everything that you've done so far to help preserve the middle class, we need a champion in Washington who will help regular people live their lives productively and be able to provide for their children.
That's what this is all about.
At another table, Elliot Baldwin, a World War II vet wearing an old Navy flag shirt, complained about the need for stimulus and to get small businesses going in a country where nobody makes a light bulb anymore. As for Elizabeth Warren...
I don't know. She's at Harvard, which...
Thumbs down.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say it. You just pointed your thumb downwards.
Yeah, because they feel that they're better than anybody else, and I don't share that.
By the time Warren got to the Parkway Diner in Worcester, the Red Sox were losing to Toronto, and many patrons complained they were losing as well.
I mean, there's so many people in this country that have basically been getting shafted. You know,
here, Warren sounds like she's channeling one of the great prairie populists. Fred Harris, the last liberal senator from Oklahoma, her home state, in the 60s and 70s.
When a big company like GE pays nothing in taxes, and we're saying to young people, you've got to load up on debt to get a decent education, where are our values? Washington works for those who can afford to hire an army of lobbyists. It just doesn't work for folks like you and me.
Is she like you and me, this Harvard professor and member of the elite? Jim Clark, who's voted for everyone but a Republican or Democrat since 1976, has a strong impression.
To me, they're all phonies. To me, they're all corporate people, the Democrat. But for her, she's a real thing. She's for the consumer. Anybody that the banks don't like, I like.
He handed Warren a check for $25 from his fixed income and told her...
But the real reason we came down here is because you're hot. You're hot, baby.
You are hot,
I'll tell you.
You're going to turn my head? I'm watching.
But it's all relative, all in the eye of the beholder, when no one seems to know the real temperature. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.